Vanishing point. When my son was born, his immense need and my ability to answer it were like the two hemispheres of the world. Sometimes I was afraid and bewildered, yet comforted in knowing what my purpose was. When he slept in my bed between bouts of nursing, I'd throw my arm lightly across his chest, like a cave-dwelling woman making sure that predators had to contend with me first. I remember marveling at his acceptance of my arm on his sleeping form at 6 months, 9 months, a year. His uncomplicated thought was that it was good that I was there. If I turned from one side to the other so my back faced him, he'd wake up crying within seconds. 5 and a half is a different story. Now he throws his 40 pounds around. Until a few weeks ago, to sleep in his own bed, he needed me to read to him, then cuddle him. This often led to my falling asleep for the rest of the night. But now he needs the whole bed to himself. Could I sit on the floor next to the bed and read? I love to put my arm around him and smell the sweet spring air in the top of his head. But if I've eaten garlic or drunk coffee, he says, "Mommy, your breath smells horrible." I've gotten him to change it to, "Your breath doesn't smell that good. Maybe you should brush your teeth." But really, it makes very little difference. And sometimes when he has a Lego vision, like a space station or a control tower, only his dad will do. "Daddy knows more about them," he says. "But really, our visions are too dissimilar, and he's like Chihuly, wanting minions to execute what's in his head." I think of my grandmother crying when I told her at 5 that I didn't like a doll she'd given me because its lined blue irises stared vacantly. My dismay then was rooted in the thought that adults were supposed to be stronger, less fragile, than the sturdy kids who were waiting their turn to rule the earth. But here I am.